If you're one of those taxpayers who generally doesn't, I know, you're allergic to paperwork, the dog ate your W-2, you're not paying another dime until they fix that pothole, well, you might want to rethink that strategy, or at least make sure you're living in the right place for it. Around the country, states and cities have developed some creative ways to make sure you pay your fair share. What's your state doing? Excuse me. Did you miss a tax return and find yourself punished in an interesting way? Or if you file religiously every year, what would you like to see the government do to cheat? Our number... Excuse me. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. You can also send us email, TOTN at NPR.org. And we go now to the Pere Marquette Lodge in Illinois. So Brian Hamer, the director of the Illinois Department of Revenue, can tell us how they're working to get their citizens to render up to Springfield. What is Springfield's? And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. I'm taking one day off, but I'm always happy to talk to you and to others who are interested in talking about tax policy and enforcement.
Well, what's the new strategy there in Illinois?
Well, of course, we have many tools in our toolbox, but one thing that we've tried recently is to list the names of tax deadbeats on our webpage. These are scofflaws who we've tried to contact on many occasions, threatened with all kinds of enforcement actions, but we haven't been able to collect, sometimes over the course of many years. So we thought if we tell the world, if we tell their neighbors that they owe the state taxes, maybe they would come forward.
Now, on the webpage, is there like a little virtual pillory that you can put them in?
Well, it's the modern-day version of that. Anyone, by the way, can go to our website at www.iltax.com and see the list for themselves. But a few weeks ago, we listed about 100 different taxpayers who owe the state substantial monies, both individuals and businesses.
And what's happened? Has any of them called you up and said, you know, I forgot?
Uh-huh. Well, it shouldn't be any surprise to any of them, as I've said. In all the cases, we have sent many notices and many bills over the years. We've had some good success, largely before the web page actually went up. We sent letters to about 400 taxpayers warning them if they didn't pay up soon or otherwise work out payment arrangements with us, their names would go on the list. And about 100 of those individuals and businesses did contact us and make payments before the web page went up.
And has anybody whose name has been put on the web page, have they contacted you?
Just a handful. A couple have paid, and some others have told us that they didn't think they owed the money, and we're listening to their stories as we speak. But the response of the 100 that actually made on the webpage has not been as great as we had hoped.
Huh.
I think that the best use of the tool is getting taxpayers to focus before their names actually appear.
Okay. I wonder... Just appearing on this list, as interested as I am in the affairs of the state of Illinois, I'm not going to go check your list. But do these names, if I then search the name of Mr. Fred Jones, who happens to be on your list on something, some other subject, is his listing on your website going to pop up?
In other words, can you search the web and find his name that way?
Yeah.
I'm not certain, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case, yes.
So that, in other words, if he's applying for a job or a loan or something like that, if somebody did a search on his name, they might find him on the list at the state of Illinois.
That could well happen, right?
Yeah. Mm. So I wonder, it's, I guess, important to make sure you get the names right.
It's very important. We take that very, very seriously. Zero tolerance for mistakes. One of the things that we do is we send certified mail to each of the prospective individuals and businesses that would appear on the web page, informing them that they might well appear, and we receive back the cards from the post office indicating that they have in fact received the mailer. And in addition to that, we do a variety of other forms of research to make sure that we're identifying the correct taxpayers. And to date, there have been no suggestions that any of the individuals or businesses on the list were the result of a mistake.
So given the, I guess, mixed results that you've had, are you going to keep this going?
Well, we are. This is just one of many, many tools that we have. Taxpayers ought to take tax enforcement agencies very seriously these days. For example, we share data with the IRS and with other state revenue agents. We do a whole variety of audits. We revoke licenses. No one tool is the magic bullet, but taken together, we're very successful, and we're going to continue to use all the tools we have, including this one.
And I guess this is the sauce for the goose question. If you work for the state, what happens if you show up on that delinquent list?
You're going to be disciplined. And certainly, you're not going to be hired initially because we check applicants before they're actually hired. And once they are hired, if they have some tax problems, we make sure that they pay or they're going to be subject to discipline, leading potentially to termination.
Brian Hamer, thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Brian Hamer is director of the Illinois Department of Revenue, and he joined us from Pere Marquette Lodge outside of Grafton, Illinois. So let's head east now to the city of New Haven, Connecticut, and their new method of collecting automotive taxes. City tax collector C.J. Cuticello joins us now from his office there in New Haven. Nice of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, how are you today?
So I live in New Haven. I don't pay my car tax. What happens to me?
Well, a couple of things happen. We notify you, first of all, with a... Delinquency notice that the car tax hasn't been paid, and we send you a demand notice if it still remains unpaid, and the demand notice outlines several vehicles that we can use in collecting the tax. And then the third notice that we sent you is an alias property tax warrant, which is issued by the tax collector, which is me in this case, and it tells you that I can levy upon your goods and chattels. And we do that, in fact, with the automobiles. We have the boot finder. It is an infrared scanning device that goes out with a tax office employee, state marshal, and a tow truck driver. And we scan license plates into this boot finder. It identifies a delinquent license plate and a state marshal. It's there, and we seize the vehicle and impound it until the taxes are paid.
How big a tax is this?
The tax averages anywhere from, and it would actually depend on the vehicle, the make and model. The state of Connecticut assesses the vehicles based on the fair market value, and we take 70% of that fair market value from community to community. It could vary. In New Haven, we have a mill rate of approximately, the mill rate is 39.53, which is about $40 per $1,000 of assessment. So
okay.
it could average anywhere from $250 to $1,000, depending on the value of the vehicle.
Now, Connecticut is among a handful of states where cities do collect annual auto fees like that. Do a lot of people not know about it or try to get out of it?
I think at this point in time, our taxes were due in July 1st of 2004. I think at this point in time, what I'm looking for are the folks that just refuse to pay. We've had many campaigns to let people have the opportunity to come in and pay their taxes since July. Newspaper, other media, and at this point in time, we still have... Several million dollars still outstanding in the current levy. Overall, for the past 15 years, taxes are valid in Connecticut for 15 years. Going back 15 years, we have an outstanding balance of around $32 million in delinquent motor vehicle taxes.
And how many cars has the city of New Haven towed in by now?
We've towed, at this point in time, 2,200 vehicles. Since the beginning of our program in September, we have been able to collect $1.6 million in delinquent motor vehicle taxes in the current levy. We've also, as an offshoot of this, been able to collect approximately $220,000 in traffic and parking tickets.
Oh, when you take them in, you've discovered that they haven't paid some traffic fines.
Correct.
As well.
Nice. When we look at it and we've been analyzing this, it appears that about 93% of the vehicles that we pick up for delinquent motor vehicle taxes also have delinquent parking tickets, parking violations.
Now, what kind of reactions do you get from people who get their cars towed away?
It's a varied reaction. Some say, oh, well, I know I owe the taxes. You know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. and they'll come down and pay the tax and get their car out of the impound lot. Other individuals, we've had several cases where they've become very upset, and we've had to call the assistance of police back up to kind of keep things in order.
Because people get really upset about
this. They get extremely upset. You're taking away their vehicle.
And if you want them to pay taxes, they need that to get to work. You know.
And exactly. They need their vehicle to get to work, to take their children to schools or sports events and things like that. However, again, this is March, and the taxes were due July 1st of 2004. So it's not that we haven't notified these individuals either.
So this is all coming out. Is there much debate about this in New Haven?
A little debate. There is one individual, a lawyer, in the city that has indicated that he's filed a lawsuit saying that it's a an invasion of privacy. However, I haven't seen anything recently in regard to that particular lawsuit.
So as far as you know, and, you know, city council can do whatever the city council does, your job is to collect the taxes. But
my job is to collect taxes. You know, there's a very fine line in what I have to do, and my job is to collect those taxes. It's very delicate, and I think, actually, I think I've walked that line very, very well.
it must be an awkward moment, though, when you have to tell people what you do for a living.
It is. It is a very awkward moment. There's been a tremendous amount of publicity, both locally and statewide, in this particular program. Another city in Connecticut is starting up the program because of the success that we've had with it. And, you know, we've been doing this in the past. We've been seizing automobiles in the past. However, this particular method that we're using now, and this scanner mm-hmm. makes it a lot easier to find those vehicles. In the past, I had to send out several individuals that had to scour different, you know, printouts and sheets to look where the vehicles are located. Now, it's relatively easy to find the delinquent motor vehicles. It's very difficult to hide.
Ain't technology wonderful?
Technology is very wonderful. You know, it's taking some like old technology and just applying it to new ideas. It's an infrared scanner. It connected to a database of delinquent motor vehicle license plates, which I manage, and it matches the license plate to the database, and it gives us an audible and a visual alert on a laptop computer. So we actually have a picture of the vehicle and the license plate right on a laptop computer as we're driving down the street. This particular scanner scans up to 60 plates per second.
Well, C.J. Cuticchiello, thank you very much.
Thank you.
C.J. Cuticchiello is tax collector for the city of New Haven, Connecticut, and joined us from his office there. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.